A new exhibition shines a spotlight on the stories in the neighborhood we call Peter McGill. Launching on Thursday night, Là où on se retrouve, or Where We All Gather, turns the stories of workers, students, and residents of Montreal's downtown into maps that show a different side of a part of the city that many of us just pass through. The project is a collaboration between the Community Roundtable of Peter McGill and the Centre for Interdisciplinary Research on Montreal. And I was joined by some of the folks who helped put it together, this picture of a neighborhood that might surprise you. Take a listen. Well, first, thank you all for coming on CKUT. Can I just ask you to introduce yourselves?
So I'm Michel Hellman. I'm a cartoonist and also for the last 2 years, professor of practice McConnell with the CERM, le Centre de Recherche Interdisciplinaire en Études Montréalaises here at McGill.
Welcome.
Hello, I'm Stéphane Gervais. I am the scientific coordinator at the Centre for Interdisciplinary Research on Montreal, so CERM for the acronym pronunciation in English, or CRIEM in French for the Centre de Recherche Interdisciplinaire en Études Montréalaises. And also, I do the same job but in Quebec Studies as well, which is a minor program part of the Faculty of Arts at McGill University. And I have the pleasure of working with Michel, and I have the pleasure of working with Greg, who will shortly introduce himself.
Yeah, and I'm Greg Coleman. I am project coordinator at the Table de Quartier Peter McGill, or the Peter McGill Community Table, working on our projects for seniors, for immigrants, and now as well of food security. And for the past year, I've also had the pleasure of taking on this kind of unique project, this broader project of the neighborhood portrait. And the first product of that is this exhibition that's coming up that we're happy to talk a little bit more about today.
Amazing. What a perfect segue to talk about the launch this Thursday of Là où on se retrouve, or Where We All Gather, your exhibition that shares the stories of people living in Peter McGill. Which first, for our listeners, what is Peter McGill?
So Peter McGill, it is officially, it is a municipal district, you know. So there's the Peter McGill, the voting district that has a city councillor. An easy way to describe it is it's sort of between Atwater and Robert Bourassa, you know, and between the mountain. And I think it goes down, depending on where you are, to about where the Bonaventure station is. But in this exercise, we sort of learned that, you know, even many of our residents don't necessarily know where Peter McGill is. I think maybe Michelle, you want to talk about the map or...
Yeah, well, because we started by... we wanted to meet residents and also workers and students who travel or work or study in the Peter McGill district. But we started with a map to show which are the borders of Peter McGill, because people didn't really know. For them, it was downtown. It was vague. Sometimes it was Milton Park or... So this idea of asking people where exactly are the limits of this neighborhood was also a good way to start these discussions.
And so that became this show that's premiering on Thursday. You have the vernissage. What exactly can people expect from this show? You know, I'm getting the sense that there's a mix of testimony, of art, of research, all coming together in one. What exactly are you guys unveiling?
So I think, sort of as Michelle mentioned, there is this unique challenge to understanding Peter McGill's neighborhood, because folks do see it as sort of like the downtown. So it's not, it doesn't have the same, you know, distinct character to maybe that the plateau has, where people sort of know where it begins and they know where it ends, because this is a neighborhood that caters to everybody. And so what we're hoping to show on Thursday is kind of to go beyond the statistics or the geographical, to really look at how people live and experience the neighborhood, particularly for those who spend a lot of time there, the residents, the students, the neighbors. The concept of the portrait de quartier, the neighborhood portrait, has been something that the table's regularly done. Usually it's something that we commission as a kind of research project or as like a statistical project. You know, sometimes we work with Raissad Labrassière to do this. But this time we said, well, you know, there's a lot of interesting statistics about McGill, Peter McGill rather, that, for example, 75% of the people that live there have moved in the past 5 years. It's a place where 2/3 of residents are renters. But what does that actually mean when, you know, three quarters of your neighbors are moving in the last 5 years, or when most people are, you know, renters and they're dealing sort of with this these unique challenges, let's say, in housing. And so what does it mean to live that? It's also a neighborhood that does not have, for example, a public neighborhood school. And so, you know, how does that affect the parents of the neighborhood? And so what we go beyond, you know, yeah, there's the factual things like that. Okay, well, there's no school and these statistics. But we really wanted to see, okay, what does that mean when you're living it?
Yeah, and how does that get presented in the exhibition that you guys have built? Like, if I'm walking through the space, how am I going to be greeted not just with the statistics, but, you know, with people's lived experience of them?
Well, it starts with a map. The map which shows Peter McGill, the map with landmarks of Peter McGill, and the maps which these residents, students, workers, which we had the opportunity to meet, started off as a discussion point. What is their relationship to different spaces in Peter McGill? So we start with the map, and then we divide, it's an exhibit, we divide different voices, residents, workers, and students, and through art, because there's my illustrations, we write down what these workers, students, and residents have to say about Peter McGill, about their Peter McGill, about their challenges, about their pleasures, just about their history with this district.
And so how were you guys finding all that out? Like, was it you, Michelle, who was doing the interviewing? Was it a team of researchers? Mm-hmm. Was it folks from the roundtable? You know, how were you even learning those stories and building that map?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that, actually. It started with a unique partnership and collaboration between the Center for Interdisciplinary Research on Montreal at McGill, and really our good friends and partner and community partners at La Table de Quartier. Like Greg mentioned, actually, there's some statistical realities about the neighborhood that the table already knew. But just to, let's say, put this in a different perspective, we could say, how can we bring those statistics to life, really? And one way to bring those statistics to life was really making sure that we could hear the voices of the residents, hear the voices of the students, and hear the voices actually of the workers. So how do we get those voices? How do we listen to the voices? Well, it was definitely, the methodology was also, making good use of our artists in residence, in a sense. So it's an art-based knowledge translation approach, in a sense that we wanted also to use arts to, favor discussion, stimulate discussion, but at the same time, we wanted to capture those narratives, those stories. So it was like Greg mentioned earlier, is really, in a sense, try to gather those voices, actually, so we could have, and what we sort of like use the image, having this neighborhood chorus or this neighborhood choir, actually. So we in a very respectful way, we try to put forward that we've put forward or put together in the exhibition the choir of Peter McGill, in a sense. So these voices of students, residents, and workers are there, and they're there, and we do believe that there's a understanding and a learning of a neighborhood through lived experiences, to daily habits, routine, challenges, pleasures of living in Peter McGill, that the statistical realities are not able to unveil. And this is what the exhibition is all about. It's those people, those workers, those residents, their students are actually your guides. They'll be inviting you to tour the neighborhood part of the exhibition.
Is there anything you learned from those experiences that surprised you? You said that it was more than what the statistics could capture. You know, is there anything, and that any of you found came out of this process that, you know, really struck you as something that changed the way that you thought about the neighborhood?
Well, we could start, I guess, with the title, because the title, it's Là où on se retrouve, where we all gather. The first aspect is that it's really downtown. It's nothing like any type of quote-unquote regular neighborhood, actually. And one way of putting this is what Andrew, a worker that participated in our discussion, and we did an interview with Andrew, and he mentioned that he lived for many years in Villeray, and no one in Villeray was saying, well, this is my Villeray too. But for the downtown, for Peter McGill, it's actually everybody's downtown. It's my downtown, it's the workers' downtown, it's the students' downtown, and of course it's the residents' downtown. So it's a place of convergence, but it's really a place, like Andrew has mentioned in what we've noticed in our interview, where we all gather, actually. So it's something that there's a sense of, in a sense, of unique belonging to the neighborhood, that it's everybody's downtown. So that's the first aspect, and that's the reason why we wanted to, instead of just calling this a neighborhood portrait or Peter McGill as seen by students, by residents, by workers, it's actually where we all gather, because this is what Peter McGill is all about, là où on se retrouve.
I'm wondering as well, is there any desire to push back against what other people sort of envision the downtown as? Because I know people who come and visit Montreal and, you know, the general guidance is like, avoid downtown, don't go there, go to Villeray, though you might not have said that several years ago, but go to the Mile End, go to these cuter, more livable neighborhoods where we can imagine, you know, civic life happening and just downtown being this place where people go and then they leave. You know, was that kind of perception something that was in your minds as you were crafting this as well?
It's certainly part of the goal of the table, in that, you know, the table, we're there. Why are we there in downtown? We're there to create a dialogue with our residents, with our community groups, and to promote the general development of the downtown area, the social and cultural development of the downtown area, community development. And, you know, there are a lot of ambitions to have a better downtown, but we do have to address the current realities. I think that downtown Montreal, especially near, for example, the Atwater Station, Guy Concordia, you know, the center of the Peter McGill District, you're seeing a lot of challenges, you know, with folks facing homelessness. There's a lot of diversity in the area, but it means there's a lot of folks that are coming, you know, maybe they're landing there as an immigrant and then they are moving on to another neighborhood. And so I think one of the things that was interesting to learn with this project was that there are folks who really have a connection to this downtown area, who have seen it through thick and thin, and that are interested and committed to, you know, building it up. And I think those are, so for the table, it was important to kind of ground ourselves in that solidarity and to say, okay, you know what, this isn't a neighborhood where everybody is just kind of in and out. There is actually a kind of base level of solidarity, of commitment to the neighborhood, even if it is admittedly a neighborhood where there is more, you know, movement. So that was important for us. And then, you know, from the outside looking in, I think it's important to see that Peter McGill, it's a neighborhood, you know, if you're looking in from the outside, it's a neighborhood where, okay, you can appreciate the solidarity. And so the portrait, it becomes not only a great tool for our residents to kind of get to know each other, to come and celebrate this kind of diversity and, you know, the solidarity, but it also becomes a tool for us when we're talking to maybe, say, our city councilor, or we're talking to you know, community organizations or the government, to say, well, actually, look, we do know beyond the statistics, we do know our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And here's what residents really feel and what they really need.
Yeah, and if I could, I guess I sort of feel that there's a pass on my stick here, so I'll take the pass here. I think one of the aspects is there's actually a paradox and possibility. One paradox, actually, is we mentioned it with the title, in a sense, it's where we all gather. But even though it's là où on se retrouve, actually, students have mentioned clearly in some aspect that even though we converge, this is where we converge and where we all gather, we do not connect. In a sense that there's a lack of either space, green spaces where we do, where actually students mention, actually one of the first things that students really mentioned in our interviews is that where are the residents living? We do not interact with them. We do not connect with that. So we converge to Peter McGill, but we do not connect in Peter McGill. So that's a paradox. But at the same time, there's paradox and there's possibility at the same time. And this is a possibility. I totally agree. It seems we've been working together on this project, right? But there's great solidarity. And that for me is a possibility. So paradox and possibility, why the solidarity? Mentioned clearly, even though the social challenges are clearly there and they're being identified in terms of the affordability of the neighborhood, in terms of the homelessness, but the residents, I've mentioned clearly, it's everybody's downtown for all Montrealers and for actually people in a homeless situation. It's their Montreal, it's their Peter McGill as well. So possibility, solidarity, but still there's definitely challenges in terms of infrastructure, services that needs to be achieved. And we hope with the Table de Quartier that this exhibition and the booklet also that Michel has been working on would be a way actually to sort of, in a sense, you know, reduce the, let's say, the gap between knowledge and action. This is what we want, you know. We want at the same time that there might be a change in terms of awareness and hopefully in terms of public policy as well. I mean, it's been such a privilege for all three of us to listen to the stories, the testimonies. The only thing we could do is to share that same passion that the students, the residents and workers have shared to us about the neighborhood. And now our job is really try to say, come to the exhibition, read the booklet, because I think there's a lot you'll be discovering about the neighborhood.
Yeah. And
I just wanted to add just on this idea of sharing that the language of comics, of illustration is particularly good medium to be able to share, to attract the audience, to raise curiosity. So it was great to be able to use the language of comics in this research.
Yeah, can you say more about that?
Well, so I've been at the CRIEM for 2 years with the idea of mapping Montreal through comics, mapping Montreal neighborhood through comics. So using this idea of la cartographie sensible in French. Forgot the term in English, but you get the idea. Cartographie sensible. So it really is a portrait of neighborhoods, not from above, but really from street level, a portrait of neighborhoods through the eyes of people who live in the neighborhoods, or people who go through these neighborhoods regularly. And being able to get these different voices of Peter McGill, frankly, completely changed my own view of downtown. Mm-hmm. So can you
say how?
Well, first of all, I'm part of those people who didn't think there were residents. I knew there were, but I never really thought about the reality of, especially long-term residents. These people have been in Peter McGill for so long, who have been fighting for different aspects of their neighborhood, whether it's schools or parks. So this sense of community, which I discovered in parts of Peter McGill, but also the variety, which I thought was absolutely fascinating. Because Peter McGill is Shaughnessy Village near Concordia. It's the downtown core, Place Ville-Marie, the condos. But it's also the Golden Square Mile with all the history. And you're able to cross through these different realities just by going from one street to the next. So I find Peter McGill, frankly, is a microcosm of Montreal at large.
I think you've all touched on housing insecurity in various ways in your responses. I'm wondering if you were able to speak to people who are experiencing homelessness, because obviously Peter McGill is, I mean, maybe not obviously, but I would say it's the most visible manifestation of the homelessness crisis. You think about Atwater, you think about Cabot Square, right? You think about the closing of the metro station and it really being a sort of a fulcrum or a crisis point, an illumination of a larger dynamic in society. How is that something that, you know, you incorporated into this project?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. Well, With the help of that Table de Quartier, of course, we wanted to, because the philosophy is really making sure that it's a community-based research project. And what I'm saying by using that term is making sure that it fulfills some needs from the table, from that Table de Quartier. And obviously, one of the social issues is definitely homelessness in Peter McGill. It's clearly been identified by students, by residents, and by workers. So you can't hide the fact that, you know, you work at McGill, you do research at McGill. So how do you establish in a very short period of time, let's say, trust and being able to interview, listen in a very short period of time some people that are or have been experiencing homelessness in their life. So it was a very big challenge for us. We wanted to make sure that this was not something that was an angle mort, or that something we didn't want to look at. So we were fortunate to be able to count of St. Michael's Mission Collaboration, that is a community organization that works in Peter McGill, works closely as a partner institution with La Table de Quartier. And we were able to actually interview some folks actually that have experienced homelessness, or that are experiencing homelessness, to really, again, in that spirit of what citizens and workers have told us, and students told us, that this is their downtown. It's downtown, and places like Cabot Square belongs to all Montrealers. So how do they feel about the situation and how challenging it is for them? So to be quite honest, this is by itself, it definitely could be a research initiative by itself, focusing on homelessness in Peter McGill. But what we do know for sure, from what we've gathered in these voices, is that again, we've seen solidarity. We've seen for them, hearing that it's definitely challenging. First thing that they mention is affordability, social housing, that there's a lack of in their neighborhood, and that they have a strong sense of belonging to the neighborhood. Really, they like it. They do, from what we've gathered, the voices that we've gathered, they enjoy it. They like it, but it's difficult. And there's definitely like Robert, one resident, was saying, and we've heard it many times, there's a strong misconception about Peter McGill. Peter McGill, as part of it, was Michelle was mentioning the diversity of Peter McGill. A lot of Peter McGill sometimes could be summarized in either the rich luxury condos or the Golden Square Mile. But the reality is that more than 30% of the residents actually do live below the low-income level in Montreal. So that is way, almost two times more than all Montrealers. So there's a lot of insecurity, and of course we've gathered those narratives and those stories that we believe, again, will bring life to those statistics, brings emotion, bring the reality, bring mostly the lived experience that a statistical portray is not able to do. So hopefully, but I'm sure about that, because I hope you'll be coming to the exhibition yourself, and we could give you a private tour.
Exciting.
I would say, speaking about St. Michael's Mission, which is a great partner of the table working in food security and as well with the homeless population, St. Michael's Mission, most folks wouldn't know it if they've been to the Centre Bell, but it's only steps away from the Centre Bell. And I think that's really what we get to in this exposition, is that there's this incredible contrast in Peter McGill, where people know it as downtown. Oh yeah, I've been to Centre Bell, I've been to Bonaventure, I've been to McGill University, but there are actually people living very different lives, you know, in between these kind of big landmarks. And so that's really what we try to capture, is that lived experience beyond the postcard.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting a sense at once of it being, yeah, this neighborhood where everyone feels like they can gather, they can belong. But on the other hand, you know, you've mentioned wanting to have the statistics come to life and I guess reach people in more immediate ways about, you know, these are the demands that are faced in the neighborhood. Like, on the one hand, you're saying everybody's welcome here. On the other hand, you know, there are certain stories that you want to come through in a more immediate way. Maybe you want to create change, maybe, you know, access higher levels of decision makers in this more felt way. I guess to close out, I'm wondering if each of you could say, just on a personal level, what you hope people will take from this exhibition that has, you know, many possible, I guess, outcomes or ways of reaching people, stories that are being told.
That's a very good question. I go back to Andrew's quote, really. It's everybody's downtown. So you can't have a blind eye on this. You need to be engaged with the downtown neighborhood. So we do hope that a larger community, including, you know, politicians, but everyone in Montreal will say that, in a sense, if you like, it's the case that it's your downtown, it's my downtown, it's everyone's downtown. So there's work to be done here, and there's people that do care about. So let's show it that we do care, and that like people have mentioned, there's deception, there's frustration, but beyond deception, frustration, there's hope. There's possibility, and there's solidarity, but because again, it's everyone's downtown. So that's what I hope people will take as a message. You know, it's our downtown, so let's go to work.
Yeah, I hope people will come to realize, like I've come to realize, that our downtown is very unique. We're very lucky, actually. There's not many downtowns like our downtown, at least not in North America. So this idea that we can, there's challenges, of course, but it's our downtown and we can work together to fix those challenges.
What do you mean, sorry, that we're unique in North America?
In the Montreal downtown, well, the fact that it's such, it's not a downtown where there's just business, where downtown... There's a downtown with campuses, two major campuses, with a lot of residents, with history also, with these residents, community, organization, so an identity that we can find in the downtown core in Montreal.
Yeah, and I would say that I think the takeaway that I'd like to give people is that this is not really a pass-through neighborhood. It's not just a neighborhood for tourists or for the landmarks or, okay, maybe you go to university there, but eventually you move on. It's a neighborhood that, for many people, is their home. It's their long-term home. It's a place they have a connection to. And so I think when we ask ourselves, okay, why are we doing what we're doing at the table? You know, it's because we know that there is a culture in Peter McGill. There are residents that are there for the long term. There are people that we serve for the long term, and that, you know, it's not this just a pass-through neighborhood. It has, you know, as much depth and as much you know, connection for people as many of the other neighborhoods that maybe people see as you mentioned, you know, your Villerays, your Plateaus as being the real anchor neighborhoods. Well, Peter McGill as well is a place where a lot of people drop anchor.
Amazing. Well, thank you all for coming on CKUT.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Michelle Hellman, Stéphane Gervais, and Greg Coleman, three of the organizers behind Là où on se retrouve, or Where We All Gather. The vernissage takes place this Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Cenac Center, and the exhibition runs until the end of the month. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.